You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is back on Monday. January 23rd is National Pie Day, as determined by the American Pie Council. They recommend you celebrate by slowing down and sharing some heartfelt gratitude with loved ones over a slice of pie. But we thought we'd celebrate now by talking about pie on this Food Friday. And we're taking your calls. What's your favorite kind of pie? What kind of pies are you known for? Do you have a specialty that everyone asks you for whenever there's a gathering or a get-together? And what tips, what advice do you have for how to make a great crust and your favorite fillings? Call in. We'll talk about everything to do with pie this half hour at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. Kate Lebo is back with us to talk about how to make the best pie. She's the author of Pie School, Lessons in Fruit, Flour, and Butter. Kate, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Veronica. Thanks for having me again.
Well, I hear that you're not officially part of this American Pie Council, but why is January 23rd National Pie Day? We've already gotten some comments on Facebook that Pie Day should be, March 14th, 3.14.
Right.
So
well,
why today?
We have two Pie Days. March 14th is Pi, P-I, Day is in the infinite number, and that one's actually recognized by the U.S. Congress. National Pie Day is run by the American Pie Council, and according to the Internet, which we always believe, was founded on the birthday of one very, very special pie fan who had apparently the power to make a national holiday that we all follow.
Seems like there's not a lot of fruit. I mean, in Wisconsin, there's not a lot of fruit in season, but what can we be making, you know, in terms of pies in January?
I'm sitting in Oregon right now, and often I'll be sitting in Washington on January 23rd, and there's not a whole lot available out here either. So what I end up doing is making pies with shelf-stable ingredients, nut pies, coconut pies, sour cream raisin pie is a Midwest favorite that got to be called funeral pie because you could make it any time of the year, just like you could croak any time of the year. So that might be a good one for January. But one of my favorite things to do is to use all the frozen fruit that I gather during the summer and froze myself. Kind of get the bags that have maybe one cup, two cups here and there, combine them and make what I call a mumbleberry pie.
Mumbleberry pie is up, by the way, on our Facebook page. Tell us about that one. How do you make mumbleberry pie?
Well, it's basically a mixed berry pie. What you need is just 5 to 6 cups of fruit, depending on how big your pie plate is. Any fruit will do. So you can have, I've actually used grated apple to help thicken the whole pie, but you can use berries, you can use cherries, you can use strawberries, apples, whatever you want, whatever you have on hand in the freezer. My recommendation is to take that frozen fruit, especially if you froze it yourself, which means it wasn't flash frozen, and thaw it, at least partially thaw it before you bake with it, because baking with frozen fruit, often you'll find that like the freezing process has created all this extra juice that is hard for the pie to thicken. So you thaw it. You drain that juice off. Save that juice for cocktails or something later, right? And then prepare the pie as you normally would, with maybe a cup of sugar, pinch of nutmeg, a squeeze of half a lemon, pinch of salt. Always want a pinch of salt in your fruit pie. Salt makes everything taste better. And usually about a third of a cup of flour and 2 tablespoons of butter to thicken it. That's the filling. That works for me every time.
It sounds pretty simple, and yet, with pies, there is a bit of an intimidation factor sometimes, definitely with the pie crust. Why do you think people sometimes get kind of a mental block about making pie?
Well, we have that bromide, easy as pie, right, to make us feel bad when it doesn't go as easy as it says. But that comes from a time, we like to say our grandmother's time, but perhaps it was actually our great-grandmother's by now, where recipes were something that we learned by practice, that were handed down. And I'm not talking about a list of ingredients. I'm talking about how you move your hands in the kitchen, practices, you know, with the little snips of this and that you keep and then incorporate into the next dish. That's the easiest pie is referring to, just like cutting out all the instructions and just kind of knowing what to do, which we don't know anymore. So the thing about pie now that we tend to not know anymore is how important the weather is to pie, important the condition of the ingredients is, which is to say, as humidity changes day to day, it really affects the condition of the flour that you're using, how much water it needs to become dough. And so that means that a very specific measuring technique isn't going to work for the very best pie dough. You have to pay attention to what's going on in the bowl and use just the right amount of water by seeing what's in front of you. That's my method anyway. There's a million that work well, but that's the one that works for me.
Does it make it more rewarding to make that there's not an exact science to it? That is, sounds like it's a little bit of an art form.
I think so. And I think that this is something that's real particular to pie and pie makers that I know, is that we do tend to approach it as an art, that it's this intuitive thing that you mess up the first couple times as you get to know, just as you would mess up if you were, like, learning how to do pottery or something. You learn through your hands often and through tasting and through looking at what you're doing. That's the art part of it. There is, of course, science going on. You know, there's chemistry. Baking is chemistry. But you're really paying attention to the materials of the pastry is what helps you make great pie.
Well, pies these days, they're all over the place. You can buy them pre-made in grocery stores, in bakeries. Sometimes you can just get one from a restaurant to go. Why is it worth the trouble to make our own pie?
Oh, God, we make the best pies at home. Sure, you can get one at the grocery store pre-made. You can get them at the bakery pre-made. But I have never seen even a bakery pie really beat a great homemade pie. That's another thing about pastry is it's best made in small batches by hand, which is something that most bakeries, just because of the kind of scale of economy, can't really do. They have to use sheeters often, things like that.
So you just made the case that we should be making our own pies, that they're better, and yet people do struggle. And you teach people how to make pie. This is part of what you do. What do people struggle with the most?
You know, I find that they struggle the most first with wondering where they're going to mess this up because they have heard that pie making is difficult. And I think that they also struggle with trusting their instincts and touching the pie dough too much because of this nervousness that they bring to the bowl. Often we try to kind of console nervous situations by, you know, like imagine if you had a friend who was nervous, you'd pat her shoulder or something, say it's going to be okay. But you don't want to do that with pie. Pie, I like to say pie likes attention, not affection. The less that you touch it, the better it turns out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So people need to, you know, check their nervousness. It's sort of an emotional training, too, it sounds like.
Yeah, some people say you got to get zen. I like to say you just have to be willing to mess up. Because often, once you're willing to mess up, you don't, is what I find.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the crust, because this, at least for me, is a sticking point, and I've tried numerous crusts, and it just generally ends up defeating me. What advice do you have about how to pull off a good crust?
Well, I would start with just a classic pie crust using all-purpose flour. Make sure your water that you're going to use to make the dough is ice cold. Put ice in it, put it in the freezer, let it get really, really cold while you prepare the rest of the ingredients. Also, make sure that your butter is chilled. You don't want it frozen, but you want it chilled. And it's best, I find, that higher quality butter, like Kerrygold or European-style butters, tend to be easier to work with, I think because they have a higher fat content. They also taste just a little bit better because of that higher fat content. Chilling those materials, using high-quality materials, that tends to help with the process.
So get everything ice cold and good quality butter. That doesn't sound
too hard.
Use a light
touch. Go by feel. If you've got a friend who's good at making pie, what a great excuse to get him or her in the kitchen and hang out for an afternoon baking pie. That's really the best way to learn. Like books. I mean, there's so many books, including mine, that are going to tell you they know how to do it. And of course they know how to do it. But pie is a folk art, which means that it's best passed from person to person, from hand to hand. The secret ingredient, I think, really is not the right, the special orange juice that you sprinkle in or the egg that your grandma used. I think it's actually your hands. It's how you touch the dough. That's the secret ingredient. And that is best learned when you're watching and when you're touching and when you're next to the person who's making it.
We've got a caller. Let's go to Jacob right now in Peshtigo. Jacob, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What is your favorite pie?
My favorite pie is strawberry pie.
What do you like about it?
What I like about strawberry pie is it's got a good sweetness, but it also has a little bit of a tart to it. I think it's really good.
And do you like, there's lots of embellishments, whipped cream, some people do cream cheese. Do you like any of that or just straight up strawberry?
I do enjoy cream cheese and the wheat. Also, a lot of I do like whipped cream on top, so that's pretty good too.
Yeah, sounds good. Jacob, thanks a lot for calling in. I'm with him. Strawberry's my favorite kind of pie too. They're out of season right now. How do strawberries do as a frozen fruit when you're making pie?
You know, they're pretty good. My argument, I mean, far be it for me to argue with anyone's favorite pie. My argument is actually I don't think you should bake with strawberries because most of them are so much better when they are fresh. So I'll make, like, when I'm making a strawberry pie, I tend to make fresh strawberry pies rather than bake them because when you've got that really juicy, sweet fruit, it tends to just bake down to mush and the sugars aren't that interesting anymore. So that's why you see, like, strawberry and rhubarb or strawberry and some other tart fruit.
And there are some good fresh fruit pie recipes out there, right, that you can kind of chop it, mix it with some cornstarch, and bake your crust.
Yeah, or a little bit. I've got a bunch of chiffon pie recipes in my cookbook, which I copped from one of my very favorite pie references, the Farm Journal's pie cookbook. And they are just a tome of fresh fruit pies from the mid-century that are also full of gelatin often, which is kind of fun. And retro, if you're interested in that.
Well, we're talking right now to pie expert Kate Lebo on National Pie Day, which is today. We're taking your calls. Do you have questions about making pie? Have you run into any roadblocks when you're making pie that you could use a little bit of help with? Kate is the person to help you. She actually teaches people how to make pie. And do you have a signature pie recipe? If you could only eat one pie for the rest of your life, what would it be? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. We're talking to author and pie expert Kate Lebo on this National Pie Day, celebrated every year on January 23rd. And we're taking your calls. We want to know what your favorite kind of pie is. Do you have questions about it, little tricks of the trade that you've learned over the years? And do you think people still make pie? Is it kind of retro now to make your own pie by hand, including the crust? What do you think? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. And we'll go to our first caller now. We've got Marlene joining us in Rio. Hi, Marlene.
Hi.
Do you have a favorite pie or a trick?
I sure do. Our favorite pie in my family is Derby pie.
And what is Derby pie?
I love it, and you guys don't know.
I don't.
Always disliked pecan pie because I thought it was too sweet. And I was visiting down in Kentucky, and they had a big reception, and they kept saying, oh, you've got to try the Derby pie. And I said, what is it? And they said, well, it's kind of like pecan pie, but much better. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't like pecan pie. And they kept after me, thankfully, and it's pecan pie with chocolate and just a hint of bourbon in it. It is to die for.
Agreed.
Well, that sounds okay. Have you heard of that one, Kate?
I have. That's a great one.
Derby pie. So obviously after the Kentucky Derby. Marlene, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Do you know if people eat that around the Kentucky Derby, or is it a year-round kind of thing?
Well, they have it year-round down there, and we now, it's a staple during the holidays in our family.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Thank you for sharing that with us. And, Kate, any other ways to switch it up with pecan pie that you know of?
You know, I found, actually, what's funny is that I have found that different regions in the United States are not as fond of pecan pie as the South, because pecans are from the South. And so I've ended up, my region, Washington, is so full of fruit that I've ended up mostly concentrating on fruit. All I know is the pecan pie recipe on the side of the Karo syrup box that my grandma made.
It's
and
a good
I
one.
Stand by that one.
Well, this one, the Derby pie, had a little bit of bourbon. Anything else like that, adding a little bit of extra, shall we say, pizzazz to the pie?
Yeah, you know, I've been making one with, instead of that Karo, really natural sugars like honey and like maple syrup that add that extra delicious, you know, flavor that comes with those different sweeteners. You might try that instead.
Well, nice. Thank you, Marlene. And let's go next to Lisa. Lisa's joining us from Stevens Point. Lisa, hi.
Hi.
What is your favorite pie?
Well, I'm from Indiana, so my favorite pie is sugar cream pie.
Nice.
What is that? Can you describe that, Lisa? I don't know that one.
It's literally just sugar and cream.
Sugar and cream?
It is. Yeah, you put in a pint of cream and, you know, like a couple of sugar, pinch of salt, warm it up almost to boiling, and then pour it in a prepared crust and top it with a little bit of nutmeg and bake it. It's probably from, it's really just regional, and I think it may have been Amish originally, but I don't know.
Delicious. Do you top
that? Some people call it Hoosier
pie.
Or
whipped cream?
No, it's really, really just rich and creamy. It's just, you know, it's fluffy and creamy, but it literally is just sugar and cream.
And Lisa, have you had good success making that pie? Is that one of your greatest hits?
It is, because so few people know what it is. I've had some trouble because I always play around with a little bit, but sometimes if you overbake it, it can flatten out and you don't get the lift that you need from it. And so it's just, you know, it's too dense.
Well, it sounds fantastic.
So it's really hard to master.
All right. Well, that's a sugar cream pie, one I've never heard from. Lisa's from Indiana, and that's where she learned it. Thanks a lot for that call, Lisa. And Kate, does that bring to mind anything else, any really simple pies that still manage to be stunning?
You know, a great pie to make right now that is a shaker recipe is shaker lemon pie, also extremely simple. It uses Meyer lemons, which are we're getting from the South right now. You slice those lemons super, super thin. You soak them in 2 cups of sugar overnight. You add a pinch of salt and 4 beaten eggs. Bake it in a double crust, and it's delicious. It's this really, really sweet, really tart, slightly bitter because you leave those peels on pie, and it's just to die for. You can even freeze it, actually. It's one of the pies, only pies I eat frozen after I've baked it.
Okay, shaker pie. That's a good one to store away. Good for the Wisconsin winter, too. Well, thanks a lot, Lisa. And we're going to move on to Jane in Waukesha. Hi, Jane.
Hi. Yes, I love pie, but I also kind of feel guilty about the crust, and I only ever make a bottom crust. And I can, you know, even if it's whatever fruit or whatever, and that's probably why pumpkin's my favorite.
That's why you feel guilty, because you only make one crust?
No, I don't feel guilty.
You don't feel guilty.
Too much crust is too many calories.
I gotcha.
But
okay.
I make a no-rule pie crust. It's so easy. You just mix the ingredients right in the pie pan. It's like, you know, your flour and a little sugar and cold milk, I think. And then canola oil. So I kind of feel like it's a little better for me than straight lard or butter.
Okay, that's an interesting take. Thanks a lot, Jane, for that. Kate, what about canola oil in pie crust?
You know, that is an approach that I have seen from some of the bakers at the Iowa State Fair and in some other recipes that makes a good pat in the pan pie crust. It's real simple, delicious. Maybe lower fat. I mean, whatever it takes to make the pie less guilt-free, let's do it.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for that call, Jane. Appreciate that. And we've been talking sweet pies generally. I know that's your forte, but do you have any savory pies that you especially like to do, Kate?
I do. You know, right now, one thing we can get really easy is just a lot of different root vegetables. So I will end up making a roasted vegetable pie. I'll pick maybe 1 cup each of 5 different vegetables, so it comes out to about 5 cups of vegetables. I'll roast them. I'll make a batch of pie crust, and I will put those roasted vegetables into a double crust pie and then bake it until that crust is done. Serve it with a salad, serve it with a roast chicken. It's delicious, really good for winter. Sprinkle the top crust with salt instead of sugar. It's a little tip.
Oh, that sounds good. That's another one we can try. A quick email here from Ann in Madison who says, my mom used to make vinegar pie, which doesn't sound good, but is very yummy. A type of vanilla custard pie that has vinegar in the filling, which you can't really taste. It's made with a lot of ingredients you have on hand. Is that something you've heard of, vinegar pie?
Yes, that is a great pantry pie that you would do in the winter when you're just looking for whatever's.
What does the vinegar add to it?
It adds some acid, which is the same reason that you add a little bit of lemon to fruit pie, is it brightens up the flavors. It just makes everything taste a little better.
And here we are, National Pie Day, the 23rd. Of course, you'll have another crack at this coming up on March 14th. But, Kate, what are you doing to celebrate, and what is your favorite pie?
I'm driving up to Portland to teach pie school up there to the pie makers of Oregon. And I'm hopefully going to be making a cherry pie that I can share with my family right when I'm done.
Nice.
We got a bunch of sour cherries out here, and as long as they've been frozen, they are good to go for January 23rd.
Is that one of your favorites, just simple cherry?
That is one of my favorites. It's my father's favorite, so it's especially why it's my favorite to bring home.
And whipped cream or ice cream?
You know, if I get to boss people around, which I don't always, I will say put that ice cream and whipped cream on the side, whichever you want. I like it plain. I want to just taste that fruit.
Okay, it sounds good. Well, Kate, enjoy it, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you.
We've been speaking with Kate Lebo. She's the author of Pie School, Lessons in Fruit, Flour, and Butter. She was with us to talk about pie on this National Pie Day.